Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon Newspapers. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Money. Mm-hmm. All right. So money. Name. Who sang that song? Do you remember?
Don't put me on the spot.
Come on now.
No,
the OJs.
Ah. Oh, right.
Money. Sorry. The OJs from the mid-70s.
All
of course,
right,
you know, that dates me.
Before my time.
Oh, yeah. You'd like to believe that. Yeah, so money in the Beacon Newspaper.
Yes,
you do
yes.
articles on money, so tell us
right.
what you got.
We have a couple of articles this time on the subject of required minimum distributions.
Mm-hmm.
That may not be a term that's familiar to all your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
It applies mostly to older adults. The IRS, well, first of all, you put money in IRAs for your retirement, right? You
right.
want to put the money aside. It appreciates tax-free, and then
right.
when you draw it out, you end up paying regular taxes on it, even though it's often cases stocks and bonds that would otherwise be capital gains when you sold them. But unfortunately, when you pull them out of an IRA, you have to pay regular tax on them. It's not capital gains rate. So it's a mixed bag. But the reason why the government created IRAs and why they're so popular is because it used to be the case that when people retired, their tax rate dropped a lot. And they were no longer earning a high salary. They were no longer in a high tax bracket.
Right.
They were only pulling out some money from their IRAs or Social Security, and it was much lower tax rate.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was fine. It was just the same as if they had had capital gains. Well,
okay.
Nowadays, it's often the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, if you have a pension or you have a lot of IRAs, and especially with this required minimum distribution, because the government requires you to withdraw a percentage of your IRAs every year after you hit 70 and a half,
mm-hmm.
Based upon your life expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be a significant chunk of money if you've saved a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
even if you don't need it.
Okay.
You know, but you got to draw it out anyway,
right.
and you're getting Social Security, and you may have a pension. So a lot of people are finding themselves in retirement with huge high tax brackets that they never had when they were working.
Wow.
So it's not good, right? So we have a couple stories here on what the issues are involved with making these distributions. They come out of your IRAs. They come out of your 401ks in most cases. So how can you minimize your tax consequences and how can you deal with these issues?
Hmm. So I've always wondered about giving money from an IRA and whether you could avoid the distribution by doing that. And maybe the article touches on that, maybe not, but it makes me want to read the article.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Well, a couple of things I will just touch on briefly,
mm-hmm,
and that
sure.
is Roth IRAs,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, do not require you to withdraw anything.
Right.
There are no required minimum distributions from those. On the other hand, you have to have paid tax on the money that goes in that first, or you can take a regular IRA and convert it to a Roth by paying the tax on it now. So if you have the money to do that,
mm-hmm.
or do it gradually, then you can convert the money into a Roth, and then whatever appreciates in that is tax-free completely, which is a huge, wonderful break.
Mm-hmm.
There's also something called a qualified longevity annuity contract, the article mentions, which is a way of deferring up to 25% of all your IRAs, or $125,000, whichever is less,
mm-hmm.
For a set time before 85. So at mm-hmm. some point you can say, I want to get an annuity starting at this year, and it can be as high as 85. And then that money is pulled out of the required minimum distribution total.
So you can actually pull out a portion of what you would have had to get paid.
25%, right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Got it. Interesting. Read about it in the Beacon newspaper. Pick up your free copy at over 1,500 locations around the metro area. You must have quite a group who goes around.
Oh, yes. Our drivers work really hard, very fast, as best they can to get it all out. Yeah. Especially in the snow.
I imagine. Yeah.
Right.
So do you have quite a few drivers?
Each area has its own driver. Yeah.
Okay.
Each
all right.
region.
So besides that, do you have anything on dividends?
Yes, yes. Matter of fact, you know, dividends have been an issue for a lot of people. This last year, there's been some well-known cuts in dividends of major companies. It's not that common
right.
even now, but especially in the energy sector, which has been struggling this last year.
Yes.
$6.2 billion worth of dividends have been cut in the last year, which is a huge number.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you supposed to do? Well, the article we have on it talks a little bit about what you can keep an eye out for to see if a dividend cut might be on the way. And that's worth knowing, because once a dividend cut's announced,
right.
your stock is going to drop in value. You know,
that's
it's going to be hard to get rid of it. So it's a little complicated, but I refer people to the story. It's interesting.
Great. Read about it in the Beacon. All right. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Hey, earlier in the show, I discussed the webinar that I have from 8 to 9 this morning. If you want to hear how to get your house ready to go on the market, please do sign up. The link is right underneath the video on the front of my homepage at ericstewartgroup.com. Absolutely free, great information, very educational, and I probably will make you laugh a little bit. Okay? Hey, what the heck? So you may be in a position where you have so much stuff in your house that you can't think about moving because you don't know how to get rid of it. One of my listeners called me 8 years ago and for 8 years has communicated the same thing to me each year. She wanted the name of somebody who could help her with this or with that and gladly helped her and gave her the information, said, you know, do you want us to come out and tell you, give you some more clear ideas? And she said, no, I'm not ready for that. Well, got a call from her a couple of months ago. And unfortunately, she had fallen and was in assisted living, getting some assistance after having broken her hip and hurting herself. And so she needed to get some help in the process of now getting rid of her home. And one of the challenges that we found in going over to her property, and by the way, delightful, delightful lady, widow, and has a house, and she's got a lot of things in her home, so many things that the things themselves really own her and are keeping her from moving forward. So this event that happened in her life where she's hurt herself and she recognizes that she doesn't like her house anymore, she almost hates her house and hates the idea of even going back to it. In fact, she does not want to ever go back to her house because she recognizes from outside of it that it's now what's keeping her from moving forward in life. So how do we process through that? Because she's not able physically to go back to the property well and go through all the stuff that she has, right? So who do I bring in to help her in that process? And so I called the folks at Let's Move, which is a professional move management company. And they're excellent at assisting seniors through the process of getting rid of their stuff. They're professional move managers. You know, the Right Sizing Guide will give you some guidance. You can ask yourself some questions and you can walk through this process on your own. But when you have too much stuff and you really have too much stuff and you don't know how to approach it, you really need some professional help, they'll come out for an hour. They'll tell you how they work. And in this case, Katie, who is the one from Let's Move who came out, she communicated to me in a way that I thought was very helpful. And I just wanted to share, she was communicating with a friend of the owner who was concerned for the owner that Let's Move wouldn't know how to go through the stuff. So here's what Katie said. Please be assured that we will make sure that this lady keeps everything possible that she wants and needs. Our core business is helping people in their transitions into independent living retirement communities. What this lady has stated is she wants will fit nicely into a studio or one-bedroom independent living apartment in any continuing care retirement community, particularly the apartments that will be available to her at the place that she's at now. We can wait on these decisions and still begin working on the other aspects of preparing the home for the market. Okay. Now, what does she mean? What she means is that if you look at all the things inside the house, there's a ton of trash. And there's so much that's in the way of being able to evaluate what actually has value that Let's Move could spend a week just organizing what's in the house and getting rid of the old boxes and the newspapers and the other things in the house and then bring the owner back and have everything sorted and organized. The challenge is trust, right? It's trust because it's all your stuff and you've got somebody coming into your home that you're not sure that you can trust because you don't necessarily know these people. Even if they sign a contract and they say they're good, so you're going on the referral of somebody like myself. You know, you hear me for a long time. You trust what I have to say. I know these people at Let's Move. I know they're going to do a good job. And my clients have universally loved working with them. So you have one of two options, which is what this lady had done for many years, which was not bring somebody in to help her or bring somebody in to help you. And going on the referral from somebody, if you download the preferred vendor guide that I have at ericstewartgroup.com, I've got a list of a variety of different senior move managers that I trust. These are good people to talk to. Take the step. Call me for a free copy of the guide if you can't go on the internet at 1-800-900-9104. Just follow the prompts and we'll mail you a copy and there's no cost to you. Or you can download a copy anytime you like at ericstewartgroup.com. Okay? I care for you. I want to see you live in your home. Even if you don't move, think of it this way. We can sometimes age in place better than we can move out. But if the stuff that we have gets to be such an encumbrance that we can't enjoy the home that we own, then we sometimes fall into physical traps that ultimately force us to move. Whereas simplifying our lives in our homes right now will allow us to live and sustain living in those homes for a lot longer and maybe enjoy them more. Hey, I'm your real estate agent. That's true. But I'm your resource, and I want to guide you through living well, whether you age in place or make a move anywhere you go. Okay? Coming up in just a minute, a couple of very difficult sales. What happens when a buyer of one of my listings discovers after the fact that there's a new train going behind their house? What happens right after this? Don't go away.